Welcome to the Walk of Faith podcast channel, your host, Mr. C. It is my pleasure that you've been having a blessed day, a blessed week, and I pray that you have been walking by faith and not by sight. Amen. And it is a good thing knowing that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, for those who believe shall not perish, but have an everlasting life. Amen. Jesus Christ himself endured the cross, despising the shame, for me and you to have hope and to have eternal life, and to set us free from the grip of death. Amen. I'm going to let the music play for just a second, as we're going to dive into this topic about putting on the armor of God. Amen. Okay. Putting on the armor of God is what this topic is about. It is a mind and renewing fresh that we ought to think about as we walk daily with our Heavenly Father. You probably have heard this phrase before if you spent any time reading the Bible or attending church services or Sunday school. But what does it really mean? And why is it so important that we put on all of the armor of God? So let's start about exploring where the idea comes from. In the New Testament, specifically in the book of Ephesians, chapter 6, verses 10 through 18, the Apostle Paul writes about spiritual warfare and the armor that God provides for his children. I'm not going to read all of it, but I'll read a few verses, and that I encourage you to go back and read chapter 6, verses 10 through 18. And it reads, "Finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, child of God, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand." I encourage you to read those eight verses and let those eight verses really sink into your mind and meditate on it as you walk every single day upon this evil, evil earth. Amen. So what exactly is this armor of God that Paul is talking about? Well, it is not physically armor like worn by soldiers in battle. Instead, it is represented of a spiritual tool and qualities that God gives us to help us stand firm against the attacks of the enemies. So let's break each piece down to see how it makes us strong, how we stand up against the battles of spiritual warfare daily. The first piece is the belt of truth. This represents living a life of honesty and integrity rooted in the truth of God's word. Next, we have the breastplate of righteousness. This guards our hearts and represents living a life of moral and purity and having obedience to God's command. Then there's the shoes of the gospel of peace. These shoes enables us to stand firm in our faith and share the good news of Jesus Christ everywhere we tread our feet. On your job, at the store, in your neighborhood, your neighbor, everywhere that you tread your feet, you should spread the good news of Jesus Christ wherever you go. The shield of faith is next. This shield protects us from the fiery darts of doubt and fear, reminding us to trust in God's promises. As you walk through this day and the rest of the week, ensure and believe that God's promises will come to pass. Remember that God is far away from the wicked, but he hears the prayers of the righteous. And then there is the helmet of salvation. This protects our minds and reminds us of the hope that we have in Jesus Christ, even in the midst of trials and tribulations that we go through in life. The devil is always trying to play tricks upon your mind, to trick us, to intimidate us. But you must remember that you wear a helmet of salvation. It protects you. It holds you together. It can renew your mind each day, long as you wear the helmet of salvation. And that you remember that you have risen with Christ, and that you are sitting on the right hand of God with Jesus Christ himself. And finally, we have the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. This is our offense weapon, enabling us to combat the lies and deceit of the enemy with the truth of God's word. Remember, Satan tried to convince Jesus to come up on the top of the mountain and jump down. If Jesus would have took that jump down, would nobody would have seen him but Satan himself? But no, child of God. Jesus Christ stayed obedient unto God the Father. So when he hung on the cross, that everybody could see that everybody is saved. Because if he would have jumped off the mountain, where nobody would have saw him but Satan. So why is it important to us to put on the armor of God? Well, as Paul says, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground on this battle. In other words, the armor of God equips us to withstand spiritual attacks and remain steadfast in our faith, even in the face of adversary. Putting on the armor of God is not a one-time event. Listen careful. Putting on the armor of God is not a one-time event. It's something that we must do daily through prayer, reading God's word, and walking in obedience with him. As I wrap this up today, I want to encourage you to take some time to reflect on your own spiritual armor and these areas where you need to strengthen your defense. Are there pieces of your armor that you have been neglecting to wear each day? Amen. So you know what we do on this channel. As I count down to three, we all say, God loves you. And so do I. And I've never seen your face before. Until next time, I'll see you. Bye. 1, 2, 3. God loves you, and so do I. and I never seen your face before. Until next time, I'll see you, bye. And remember to, at the bottom of the page, click on the link to, I think it is Spotify. Click on and listen to the single. Download the single as you download this episode. It is a instrumental music that can really relax your mind. And I named it Heaven Don't Pass Me By. Amen. As you listen to this episode, share the episode to others that it may brighten up their day, and to remind them also to put on all of the armor of God, not to neglect some pieces, but wear all of the pieces. Amen. And my prayer for you is that God bless you and your family, and you have a very good day and a very good week, and walk with God. Build your faith and be confident that God loves you and Jesus Christ loves you, and you are filled with the Holy Ghost.